This is quasi-indefatigable Zenilith. Hello, you poor people who are running the race, doing the party line. Don't worry. We all have problems. Your problems are probably just different than my problems. Maybe. Alright, this is Jay Demereau. Welcome! I'm going to get off of what I've been on and go. We're going to talk about Godsend. Let's talk about Godsend! Woohoo! It's time to introduce the second major character. We've introduced Melisenda. She's an interesting, somewhat introverted girl who knows a lot of stuff but just doesn't want other people to know she knows because she figures it's dangerous. Let's talk about another main character that kind of enters into the plot right about here. His name is Davor. Davor is an interesting soul. I'm not going to give you... There's some things to know about Davor, I suppose. There's some background to him, but it really doesn't enter into the story. So I'm probably going to drop it. He is... Oh... At the very base, he's a dreamer. At the very base, he is... a person that's different than the other people around him, too. But for a different reason than Melisenda is. Melisenda is because of what the knowledge she has, what she knows. Davor is different because he's just not satisfied. He's kind of like me. He's not satisfied with the things around him. He wants something different. I don't even think there's a question of it being more. It's just different. I want something different. We're going to have to talk a little bit about Davor because there's got to be a reason that these two things come together. It is not. I used to have Melisenda as being this real up-and-comer, and that she is going to be, guy. We have to go back and talk all about how these things work. Let's talk about the convocation, how things happen when a girl joins the convocation. You have to understand that men mean nothing. Also, relationships mean nothing. And it's kind of baggage that has just been gotten rid of. The whole thing, you know, in this culture, in the culture of Aladia, there is no marriage. It doesn't exist. There's women who rule, and there's men that serve them. And serve them in whatever way they like. And of course, there's going to be a sexual part of that. And the sexual part of it is that... women kind of have guys doing what guys do to women. And there's really no relationship to it. It's mostly used as a tool. Sex is used as a tool to dominate over men, to make men crazy. All the women kind of put their men off and wait until they can do? Oh my gosh, there's too many things going through my head right now. I'm getting tired. Maybe it's lack of food. I just don't have food and there's no place to eat for another 60 miles. And I'm going to be late to my appointment. Because that's the way my life is. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, sorry. Men are used as tools to accomplish what a woman wants. She wants to keep a whole kind of harem of men. You call it stable, I guess. And this is how she kind of keeps them in check. They're constantly scrambling with each other for her attention, for her, lack of a better word, bed. For sex with her. I mean, there's sex to be had with other women in whatever thing this is. A woman kind of has not so much an entourage, but a household. There's other women there, lesser women that take care of womanly things. There's the guys who do all the heavy grunt work. And there's this whole kind of a community around this woman. And There's a way that this is transmitted. There's a way that a girl stops being a girl, becomes a lady, and she kind of begins to build up this entourage. Not an entourage, sorry. A household. She makes a household. Well, first it has to begin. Men are not, you know, there aren't husbands. So, Tiffany came up with a whole thing about consorts. You know, this is something that used to happen in nobility, that, you know, like, let's say a woman, let's say Queen Victoria, you know, she might very well have a husband, but he isn't the king. You don't become a king because you marry the princess. You become the prince, and you usually call it a prince consort, which means that you're kind of married, but that doesn't give you any kind of authority. It doesn't give you any kind of power at all. You might very well be the father of the next king or the next queen, but that's nothing, because it all has to do with the queen. And that's kind of the concept we were trying to bring forward for the convocation. Because there's women here. The women need men to breed, to be able to have children so that society can go on. I mean, that's obvious. You can't have a society go on for more than 20 or 30 years for it to just fall apart over the fact that you don't have new blood coming in to make this stuff keep working. So these ladies have a consort. That's the first thing that comes when you get old enough, is that that's the first thing you have. And it's kind of like an arranged marriage in a way. It's done via convocation, presents you with your first consort. And it's all on Twitter. Is it going to be, who is it going to be? And there's all sorts of speculation and rumors, at least over those girls who seem to be up and coming, who are going to be the women to be looking after. You know how these things go. Look at your local society page, and you'll see how this runs. And it's like a debutante party, except the big event of the party is that you're supposed to, you receive your guy. And it's something that you're not told about until the moment comes. You can be all surprised. Attention is important, too. And then you bed him. You take him to your bed. And that's your first step to being a lady, is doing this. It usually happens a couple of months, or maybe a month. You know, there's some time before you actually turn the magic age of 16, of course. Decide to make it that way because it's just a good round age. We're doing stuff. I've got popcorn here, man. Popcorn. It's just a good age for making this stuff happen. You know what? I'm going to stop because I want to eat. I'm going to watch me some Wonder Woman. So there it is. This is going to be a really short one because, you know what? I'm just tired. Get the next MP3 file. Go on with life. I'm going to stop right here. Goodbye. Bye-bye.